弟兄姐妹平安。每次看到我们的 Youth 在带敬拜的时候，我就很感动。有双重的感动。
I've been double touched.
第一个感动是诗歌本来就很感动。
First of all, is like the hymns are very touching to start out with.
第二个感动是看到孩子们从小可以来服侍神，来经历神，就很感动。
And the second thing is that I'm really touched that our kids can start servicing our Lord from the young age.
我的盼望就是当有一天所有的 youth 从教会走出去的时候。
My hope is that someday when our youth step out of this church,
他们能够在外面成为这个时代的光。这个时代的盐，在神面前做美好的见证。
That they will become the light and they will become the salt of this generation.
我们今天所要分享的主题呢，我们仍然还是在复活里面。
Today our message is still going to be dwelling upon the resurrection.
今天是第四个礼拜，也就是复活这个月份最后一个主日。
This is the fourth week of our month of resurrection.
我们再要来从最后一个角度来看复活，耶稣基督的复活。跟我们每一个人有什么关系？
We would like to take a look at what the resurrection of Jesus has to do with all of our lives.
如果两千年前没有复活的话，跟我们今天的人又有什么关系？
If he did not resurrect like 2,000 years ago, so what would it have to do with us?
所以我们今天要来打开我们的圣经第哥林多前书第十五章。
Let's open our Bible to First Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章，我们要看第五十节到第五十八节这段经文。
Let's look at verses 50 to 58.
好，我们上面有，好，我们大家一同来念。好，来。
Let's read it together.
弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们：我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变，就在一霎时、眨眼之间。号筒末次吹响的时候，一号筒要响，死人要复活成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变，这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的，这必朽坏的既变成不朽坏的，这必死的既变成不死的。那时经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的权势，毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力，多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Okay, let's read the English version of it.I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. The rest of us can read together as well. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised, and we will be changed.For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, and the saying that is written will come true, death has come swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law.But thanks be to God that he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
所以这段经文告诉我们说，我们以后，基督耶稣已经复活了，我们以后呢，也会有一个复活，然后呢，我们应该在这个世上怎么来面对这样子的一个事实。
So this passage told us that Jesus Christ has resurrected, and then so we will have the same thing like him. Someday we will be resurrected as well. So how do we face our life in this, how do we face our living in this life?
基督耶稣的复活是一个历史的事件，一个历史的事实。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a historical fact.
他为所有的人死在十字架上，被埋葬了，第三天从死里复活。
He died for all of us, and he was buried, and he raised again on the third day.
就在当时，在两千年前，在复活的那个时候。
2000 years ago, when he was raised from the dead,
许许多多的人就想隐藏，想要来歪曲这样子的一个事件，一个事实。
Many people already tried to conceal the fact that he was resurrected.
当时曾有祭司长跟法利赛人，他们就去见比拉多，耶稣死的时候。
At the time, the Pharisees and the priests, they went to see Pilate.
他告诉比拉多说，听这个人讲啊，他死的话，第三天他会复活的。
They told Pilate that he already told everybody that when he died and on the third day he will be raised again.
所以你要派兵去把守他的坟墓，尽其所能的把守妥当。
So you have to send soldiers to guard his tomb.
后来到了第三天以后。
But on the third day.
七日的头一日清晨。
On the first day of the seventh day.
突然之间地就大震动。
All of a sudden, the earth was shaken.
天上的使者从天上下来，把墓门的大石头就推开。
The messengers from heaven came down and moved the rock away from the tomb.
看守的人就吓得浑身大颤。
The guards who was guarding the tomb was very shaken. They looked like they were dead also.
然后他们就把这件事情跑去报告祭司长。
So they ran and they reported to the priest.
结果祭司长怎么做？
So what did the priest do?
他就给他们钱啊，哎。不要张扬这件事情，不要讲出去。
So he gave them money and said, "Do not say anything."
如果有人要责怪你们没有看守好的话，由我们来担保。你们不要，但你们不要这个话不要讲出去。
So if some people are trying to say that you didn't do your job right, don't say anything. It's okay. It'll be on me.
你们就说门徒把他偷走了。
You can say that his disciples stolen his body.
许许多多的人就这样子相信门徒把他们偷走了。
So many people have chosen to believe that his disciple has taken his body away.
所以就许许多多的犹太人没有办法相信耶稣基督复活。
So that's why many Jewish people cannot believe that Jesus Christ has raised from the dead.
所以保罗在哥林多前书十五章的时候，他讲得很清楚。
So Paul said it very clearly in 1 Corinthians.
第十五章第三节，我们来看这段经文。
Let's look at the chapter 15, verse 3.
他说：“我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说的，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，后来显给十二个使徒看，后来一时就显给五百多个弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却又已经睡了的，以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看。”
These verses is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15.Verses 3 to 8. For what I received passed on to you as of the first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James,Then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also as to one abnormally born.
这个把福音讲得很清楚。第一件事情是照着圣经的预言。
So the gospel is very clear here because this is according to the scriptures.
为我们每一个人的罪，耶稣基督死了。
He died for every single one of us for our sins.
而且被埋葬了。
And he was buried.
也就是说，他死透了，被埋了。
He was dead and he was buried.
但是圣经的预言第三天他又复活了。
But the prophecy in the Bible is that he was raised again on the third day.
而且显给许许多多的门徒们看。
And he appeared to many disciples.
甚至有一次显给五百多个弟兄看。
And he appeared to even more than 500 brothers.
然后这些五百多个弟兄，很多很多的当中的这些人弟兄，到今天还在我们的当中，可以做见证人。
And many of those 500 people were still living at the time, and they can testify to that fact.
这是保罗对哥林多教会的一个见证。
And this is what Paul had told the church in the Corinth.
如果你们不能信耶稣基督复活的话，我们当中有一大堆的人都见过。
If you cannot believe that Jesus has risen from the dead, you can listen to many of the people who are still living and who have witnessed the risen of Christ.
所以基督耶稣的复活是一个历史的一个事实。
So the resurrection of Jesus is a historical fact.
当耶稣基督的复活没有只停在这个地方。
But the resurrection of Jesus does not just stay here.
因为圣经的应许说照着耶稣基督的复活，我们每一个信主的圣徒在末日都要复活。
According to the scriptures, that all of us who believe in Jesus will do the same thing that we will raise again in eternity.
好像耶稣基督是一个出熟的果子一样。
It's like Jesus is the first fruit.
当有一个出熟的果子，后面的果子就一批一批的要结出来。
After the first fruit, we will see many fruits to come.
所以当他复活，就代表着一个好像pioneer一样，后面的人所有的圣徒都要跟着他一样去复活。
So when he rose again, and all of us who are behind him will just like we will be like him, we will also rise.
大概在二三月的时候，我就观察我们家隔壁的那个生过来的无花果树 fig tree.
Back in February and March, I was observing the fig tree that was from my neighbor's fence.
我每年就观察。就是很奇怪，因为那个无花果呢，它先长叶，它长叶子之前，它会先长果子。
It's very interesting because fig tree they actually started out with the fruit and not the leaves.
我说这种树，上帝怎么不多造一点
？And I was wondering that how come God doesn't create more of this kind of trees?
先长果子再长叶子，不是很棒吗
？They bear fruits first before the leaves.
但是那个果子呢，它是小小的一颗。
But the fruit is very tiny.
然后当我们到了现在四五月的时候，你就发现说那个哎，有其他的果子就长起来，好大的果子就开始有了。
Now, in the spring, the April, we see the fruit starting to grow bigger.
所以当我看见那个小小的那个果子在那边结出来的时候，很早二三月的时候。
When I saw the little tiny fruit that started to grow back in February,
都还没有叶子。
There were no leaves.
我就相信一件事情，后面有一大批的无花果会结出来。
And I believe at the time that there will be many more figs that will be coming out.
所以面对耶稣基督的复活也是一样，他就是那个出熟的果子。
So the resurrection of Jesus is the same thing. He is the first fruit.
他复活以后，我们就相信我们有一天要跟着他一样复活。
After he has risen, we will be like him. Someday we'll be risen from the death as well.
所以我们回到这一段哥林多前书十五章，这边告诉我们说，这个复活是有它的一个次序。
So let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, that there's an order of the resurrection.
首先当耶稣基督再来的时候呢，号筒先要吹响。
When Jesus comes again, the first thing that's going to happen is the trumpet will sound.
然后就在一霎时转眼之间。
So in the twinkle of your eye,
在主里面死了的人，他要先复活。
Whoever who died in Christ will rise first.
他们的灵魂在天上，耶稣基督把他们带到空中。
Their soul will be come to the heaven in the middle of the sky.
然后在地上会有一个灵性的一个荣耀的身体会被重新create 出来，一个 form 起来。耶稣基督神会做这样的一个工作，让我们再有一个身体。
And on earth there will be a spiritual body on earth that's created again.
所以这个地上这个荣耀的身体就跟天上的他的灵魂带下来的灵魂就两个就结合在一起。
And then the spiritual body that would be combined with the spirit that would be coming down from heaven.
成为一个荣耀的身体，就像耶稣基督复活所 carry 的那个荣耀身体一样的身体。
And it will be a glorified body, just like the body that after Jesus Christ has resurrected.
那要成为一个极大荣耀的一个身体。
It will be an extreme glorified body.
有复活的荣光，好像在哥林多前书十五章前面所讲的。
It would have the glory of resurrection.
然后我们这些还如果还存留的人，还在世上的人。
And for those of us who are still living in this world,
我们的身体要立刻改变。
Our body will be changed right away.
也会变成那样一个荣耀的一个形体。
It will become also that glorified body.
这样我们就可以跟主永远的同在。
And we will be with him forever.
而且不经过肉体的死亡。
And we will not go through the bodily death.
这是一个 transition 的过程。
This is a process of transition.
复活是荣耀的。
The resurrection is a glory.
从羞辱的变成荣耀的。
From humility to glorification.
有一个故事讲到说，一个农夫带着他的儿子，他们从来没有到大街，到 town 里面去过。
This story goes that there's a farmer who took his son to the city that he's never been.
他们到一个很大的 city 里面去。
They went to a big city.
然后他的妈妈就想去 shopping， 然后他就带着他的儿子到处逛。
His mom wanted to just walk around shopping, and then the farmer took his son.
哎，他们就走到了一个 bank， 一个很大的 bank 前面。
And the farmer took his son to the bank.
然后他们就走进去。
And they went into the bank.
然后他们就观察。
And they observed.
他们看到那个大的金库。
And they saw there's a big deposit.
然后有一个门，很厚重的门，上面还有那个很特别的锁，那很特别的一个大的门。
And so you can see this big metal vault that has all kinds of complicated lock.
他们在那边站了一阵子。
So they were standing there.
看见一个老太太，一个职员老太太。
And they saw a lady who worked there.
她就走进那个门里面，然后把门关上。
And she walked into the vault and closed the door.
然后没有两分钟。
And like less than 2 minutes.
门打开。
The vault opened again.
一个年轻漂亮的小姐走出来，一个职员。
And there was a young lady that walked out of the vault instead.
这个爸爸就摇着他的儿子说。
And the farmer shook his son.
去，赶快去找你妈妈来。
He said, go find your mom.
进去的是羞辱的。
The lady who went in there is an old lady.
出来的是荣耀的，美丽的。
And then when she came out, it became a beautiful young lady.
弟兄姐妹，我们对复活要有大的盼望。
Ladies, our brothers and sisters, we have to have hope for resurrection.
我不担心我的头发白啊。
I'm not worried about my hair that's turning white.
蛮担心秃的。
But I'm worried that it might get bald.
但是呢，当我想到复活的时候。
But when I think about resurrection,
我的头发一定像我的儿子一样那么浓那么黑。
I believe my hair will be as black as my son.
所以我们都要承受一个荣耀的身体。
Because all of us are going to inherit a glorified body form.
因此我们知道在这个世界上面我们这一段的时间只是一个中间的过程。
So we all know that the process that we're going through now is temporary.
所以有一天我们都要看见亲眼看见我们的主。
Someday we will see our Lord face to face.
按照我们每一个人在地上所做的功来得奖赏得冠冕。
And we will be rewarded according to our works on this earth.
更重要的是我们可以得到这个造我们的主他的欢喜跟快乐。
And most of all, we will inherit the joy and peace from this Lord.
所以当这个经文保罗写到这里的时候。
So when Paul wrote this passage here.
哦，非常的带有盼望。
It was full of hope.
哦，他说死啊，你的得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里
？He said, "Oh death, where is your victory? Oh death, where is your sting?"
以前被这个毒钩钩的死死的啊，因为罪的关系，我犯了律法，我就有罪，就被这个死的毒钩就勾在那边，跑都跑不掉，好像那个鱼上钩一样，跑不掉了。
Because in the past we all die in the sin, and then we were like a fish that's hooked by the sin.
但是现在保罗说，哈，你得胜的权势在哪里？你的毒钩在哪里
？So now Paul says, "Oh death, now where is your victory? Where is your sting?"
因为我们已经复活了。
Because we have risen.
我们的主已经复活了。
Our Christ has risen.
我有一天也要复活。
Someday I will be like him. I'm going to rise again too.
所以这是大好的一个盼望。
This is a great hope.
然后接下来他又在中文翻译，他有两个字就出来了。
And in a Chinese translation, there are two words.
这两个字叫做所以。
And it says therefore.
那接下来我们要干嘛
？So what do we do now?
当我们有一天要见到神的时候
，Someday we're going to see our Lord.
带着一个荣耀的身体来见我们的主。
And we're going to be in a very glorified form to see our Lord.
如果有一天真是这样的话
，And if that's the case,
那我们在地上怎么样来 prepare 呢
？So how do we prepare ourselves in this life?
在马丁路德他。他自己做见证。
Martin Luther gave a testimony.
他说他在他的 calendar 上面只有两个 day.
On his calendar, there are only two dates.
一个 day 叫做 today.
One day is today.
另外一个 day 叫做 that day.
And the other one is that day. 今天跟那天。
对，我们的圣经把它翻作叫那日子，常常听到哈，那日子。
In our translation, it says that day.
就是有一天见神的那个日子。
The day that we're going to see our Lord.
那天见神的日子就是直接 affect 到今天的日子。
That day that we're going to see our Lord in face would translate what we would be doing today.
如果没有那个 that day 的话，那日子的话，我们今天就随便了。
If we don't have that day, then we don't have anything to hope for today.
所以保罗他在哥林多前书十五章，他这边也在讲，他说我们如果像寻常人哈，这个在以弗所同。野兽战斗，那与我有什么益处呢？若死人不复活，我们就吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天要死了。
So Paul says in here that if we will not have that day to come, then what we're doing in Ephesus now is just human, just for merely human reasons. For what I have gained, if the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we will die.
啊，为主受许许多多的苦，为什么呢？
Why do we have to suffer for the Lord?
明天就要死了。
We're going to die tomorrow anyway.
赶快吃，赶快喝。
Let's just eat and drink.
生命虽然很空虚。
Even though life is empty.
如果每个人都有经历，生命是很空虚的。
If we all have some experiences, we would know that life is pretty empty sometimes.
如果生命是很空，没有主的生命是很空虚。如果很空虚的时候，你还不好好的赶快去吃，赶快喝，那你就更空虚了。
So our life without Lord is very empty. So when we have an empty life, and if we don't even enjoy eat and drink, what are we supposed to do?
所以能吃多少，能喝多少，赶快啊！
So we should just hurry. We just enjoy the moment now.
最好把所有的钱在死的那一刻全部花光，因为反正就死了，没有了。
So let's just spend every penny that we have before we die.
赶快去享乐。
Let's enjoy.
但是马丁路德他有两个 day， 还有一个 that day， 那一天那日子。
But Martin Luther has another day, which is that day.
所以他知道这整个人生只是一个过程，进入永恒荣耀的一个过程。
So the life that we're here now is just a transition into the eternal glorified life.
所以他在五十八节那边他就做一个结论。
So in verse 58,
他说：“我亲爱的弟兄们。”你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力，多做主工。
So he says here, stand firm, let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord.
所以当我在看这段经文的时候，我就一直在默想。
So I meditate on this verse here.
然后我就有一个字就抓住了我。
There's one word that just caught my eye.
叫做工。
It's work.
要常常竭力多做主工，那个工。
Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord.
什么是工呢
？What is work？
我就做了一些这个 research。
So I did some research.
然后我就把圣经里面讲到工的，从希腊文里面去找，我就把所有的工的东西全部拿出来看。
So I researched in the Bible and I found like everything that has to do with the word work.
哦，仔细的分析以后，哎，我分出来有三种工。
So I was able to summarize that there are three types of work.
在圣经里面，新约有167次提到这个字。
So in the Bible there are 106 that mentioned the word work for 167 times.
所以面对复活的时候，我们需要知道这三种工是我们必须在世上能够来竭力奔跑的。
So these three types of work is what we can do in this life.
第一种工称作信主之工。
So the first type of work is the work of believing in Jesus.
在约翰福音六章二十八节、二十九节这边讲。
So in John chapter 6, verses 28 and 29.
我们大家一同来念好吗
？Let's read it together.
众人问他说：“我们当行什么才算做神的工呢？”耶稣回答说：“信神所差来的，这就是做神的工。”
Then they ask him, "What must we do?" Do the works of God requires. Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one that he has sent.
所以当犹太人就问他说怎么样才算做神的工
So, the Jewish people asked him that what do you count as the work of God?
所以他们的想法就是说我要做很多的善事我要做很多很多的很努力的 work 能够来讨神的喜悦跟他的爱
So in their interpretation, the work means good deeds, that they have to do a lot of good deeds in order to earn God's favor.
或者说赚取神的爱。
So that's how they would earn God's favor.
但是耶稣基督很清楚地回答说，信神所差来的就是做神的工。
But Jesus answered them that the work of God is just to believe in the one that he has sent.
也就是相信耶稣基督，这就是做神的工。
Believe in Jesus is the work of God.
所以我们走在路上也可以做神的工。
So when we walk, just regularly, we're doing the work of God.
我们如果坐在家里也可以做神的工。
Even if we're sitting just at home, we're doing the work of God.
我们躺在床上也可以做神的工。
We lie in bed and we can still do the work of God.
因为我们相信耶稣基督。
Because we believe in Jesus Christ that he has sent.
这句话到底在讲什么意思呢
？So what does it mean?
很抽象的哈。
It's kind of abstract.
什么叫做信一个就是做工
What does it mean by believing the one that he has sent?
所以当我们来仔细思想这个话语里面的意义的时候
So when we meditate this particular verse
我们要知道我信他信什么东西
So we need to know what do we believe in him
当我们相信耶稣他所是的，也相信耶稣他所做的，我们就是做神的工。
So when we believe who he is and what he does, that means that we're doing the word of God.
我们相信他是一个一切神本性，一切的荣耀，一切的丰富都居住，有形有体的居住在耶稣基督里面。
First, we believe that all the fullness and glory of God is embodied in Jesus.
而且照着以弗所书所说的，他充满在万有。
And it's like what says in Ephesians that his fullness is the fullness of the universe is in him.
所以万有在他的里面。
Everything is in him.
他创造万有。
He created everything.
他也在万有当中。充满在万有当中。
And he dwells upon us.
所以如果我们走到哪里，我们都应该要看得到神。
So no matter where we go, we will see God.
我们遇见什么样的事情，我们都应该看到神。
Whatever situation we're in, we see God.
戴上这样一个很特别的一个耶稣基督的眼镜来看这个世界的时候。
As if we are wearing a pair of spectacles that to see through his eyes.
这就是做神的工。
This is to work the work of God.
当我们走到外面大自然。
So when we walk out and we see the nature.
有时候在美国，有时候到Grand Canyon，有时候到那个Yellowstone的那个黄石公园。
So when we step into Grand Canyons or the Yellowstone National Park.
我们看到好大的瀑布。
We saw the beautiful waterfalls.
看到好大的树。
We saw the beautiful sequoias.
甚至有一些叫 Old Faithful 那种叫喷泉。
And we also saw the glacier.
很特别的。
It's very special.
这种智慧的设计。
These are very, these are creations of wisdom.
我们从耶稣基督的眼镜看出去的时候。
When we see through the spectacles of Jesus.
我们就充满了赞美。
Then our heart would be full of praise.
当我们吃饭的时候。
When we eat.
我们戴着耶稣的眼镜来看我们的那碗饭。
We see through the eyes of God, I mean Jesus.
我们充满了感恩。
Our heart would be full of gratefulness.
当我们有时候遇见一些，比如说一些小车祸或者怎么样的时候
，And sometimes when we run into incidents or accidents，
哦，我们还好，身体没有受伤
，And we're fine。
戴上耶稣基督的眼镜
，We see through the eyes of Jesus。
我们看到了神的保守
，We see the protection of God。
许许多多的时候，我们戴上神的眼睛来看世界就不一样。
Whenever we see through things through the eyes of Jesus, we see in a totally different picture。
我们相信神在环境当中到处都有，而且他掌权。
We would know that God is in every situation that we're in, and He's in power.
因此，我们走到哪里，我们就敬拜赞美到哪里，因为都是神的手。
So wherever we go, we will give praises to God, and we will thank Him because we know He reigns.
我们这样就是做神的工。
In doing so, that's doing God's work.
在永恒当中是被纪念的。
It will be remembered in eternity.
如果我们没有戴上这个眼镜
，If we don't wear the spectacles，
我们看出去只是一大堆的事情。
What we see is just a series of things，
或者一些事件
，some events，
或者是很奇妙的、很巧合的一些原因造成这么奇妙的一个世界。
And maybe some coincidences that creates what happened。
那样在永恒里面就不被纪念。
And if that's how you see it, then it won't be remembered in eternity.
因为那不是神的工。
Because that's not work of God.
因此，这叫第一个叫做信主之工。
So the first type of work is believing in Jesus.
第二种工叫做爱主之工。
So the second type of work is the work of love.
这是另外一种的工作方式。
This is another way to work.
我们来看这节经文。好，我们一同来念好吗？马太福音二十六章第十节。
Let's read this verse, Matthew 26:10.
为什么难为这女人呢？她在我身上做的是一件美事。
Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me.
这是讲到当耶稣基督他在伯大尼的长大麻风的西门家里面坐席的时候，玛利亚来膏他的头。
So this talks about when Jesus went to Bethany that there was a woman who came to use balm to balm his head.
拿很贵重的纳达香膏来膏耶稣。
It was a very expensive myrrh that she used on Jesus.
哦，旁边的门徒看了就很不舒服。
And his disciples were not very comfortable with what she was doing.
这香膏可以卖很多的钱啊，还我们可以拿去救济穷人。
In their mind that they could sell the myrrh for a lot of money.
为什么要浪费这样子把它倒掉？
Why do we just use it like this? It sounds like, I mean, it looks like a waste.
但是耶稣基督就为这个玛利亚，好像我最近学一个字叫缓颊。
I have learned a new word in Chinese, 缓颊. I don't know what it means yet.
Just make Maria feel more comfortable.
Oh, so Jesus
releases her from embarrassment.
So Jesus saved Mary from the embarrassment and really encouraged her of what she did to him.
但耶稣说，你们为什么为难这个女人呢？
And Jesus asked those people, why do you bother this woman?
因为她在我身上做的是件美事。
Because he has done a beautiful thing to me.
这个美事的事，红字，那个事就是功。
The thing means work.
同样一个字就用在其他的167个地方。
So this same word was used in another 167 places, other places.
所以就讲到，当我们来到神面前的时候，我们对他的一个爱，一个爱慕，对神来讲是一个功。
So this word means our love for Jesus. When we come before Him, our love for Him.
我们晓得玛利亚是一个比较安静的人，不像她姐姐是马大，她比较忙乱的人。
We know that Mary is a woman of quietness, and then not like Martha, who's always busying around the household.
当耶稣到他们家的时候，玛利亚就喜欢坐在耶稣的脚前来听他讲话。
So whenever Jesus goes to their house, Mary always liked to sit next to Jesus and listen to him.
所以这个在神面前喜欢跟他 fellowship.
And Mary really enjoys the fellowship with Jesus.
来亲近神，常常的来祷告神，常常的来默想神，这个对神来讲就是一个功。
And what she enjoys doing is to be close to Jesus and to spend time with him.
而这种功实际上是一个蒙神喜悦的一种功。
And this is a type of work which is really treasured by God.
为什么呢？因为这样子的功在外面是看不见的。
Why is that? Because this is the type of work that cannot be seen outside.
你不讲的话，没有人知道你今天祷告了多久。
If you don't say anything, nobody will know that how long have you prayed today.
你不讲的话，没有人知道你今天读经读了多久啊，亲近神亲近了多久。
If you don't say anything, nobody will know that if you have spent time with God, if you have read the Bible.
只有两个人知道。
There are only two people who would know it.
你自己知道。
Yourself.
还有当然神知道。
And God knows.
其他人都不知道。
Nobody else would know.
所以这样子一个隐藏的工作，在神面前蒙悦纳。
This is the work that is hidden and is pleasing to God.
同时也满足神喜欢跟人 fellowship 的这个心。
And that would satisfy God's desire to fellowship with people.
就是因为它是隐藏的，所以神把它叫做美事，一个很 beautiful 的一个工。
Because this type of work is hidden, so God calls it, it's a beautiful thing, it's a beautiful work.
所以第三种工我们来看。
Let's look at the third type of work.
我把它叫做建造之工。
I called it the work of building up people.
讲到对人的一个建造。
Here it talks about building up people.
在哥林多前书九章一节，我们一同来念。
Let's read First Corinthians 9:1.
我不是自由的吗？我不是使徒吗？我不是见过我们的主耶稣吗？你们不是我在主里面所做之工吗
？Am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord?Are you not the result of my work in the Lord?
所以当保罗在写这个对这个哥林多教会讲的时候，他就把哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹当成他手上的工作。
So when Paul was talking to the brothers and sisters in Corinth, he was looking at them as his work in Christ.
是把这样子的弟兄姐妹的建造当做他的一个工作。
So he considered his works building up these brothers and sisters in the church of Corinth.
当我们看保罗他写许多其他的这些书信的时候，我们都发现这几乎都是有这个观念存在。
So in all the other letters of Paul that we saw, his concept in all of them are the same.
他到处在建造人。
His goal was to build up people.
写到罗马的教会，他说我巴不得能够把一些属灵的恩赐分给你们，让你们可以得坚固。
So when he write letters to the church in Rome, he was really hoping to share his spiritual gifts with them.
可以这样子的话，我可以在你中间彼此可以分享那样的喜乐，因为我们大家同得建造。
So they can build each other up and share share each other's faith.
所以在神的里面，我们可以看到建造是一个非常重要的工作。
So we know that building up is a very important work.
在以弗所书第二章第十节讲到说，我们原是他手上的工作。
In Ephesians 2:10, it says that we are the work of his hands.
我们人就是神手上的工作。
We people are the hands of God's work.
有时候我常常在思想这个的时候，我就觉得很有意思。
A lot of times when I'm thinking about this, I think it's very intriguing.
当我们思想到工作的时候，我们会想到说是做这个、做那个、服侍或者是做事情叫做工作。
A lot of times when we think about work, we think about the labor we have to do, maybe sweeping the floor and this and that.
但是上帝的工作是人。
But the work of God is people.
是他的儿女。
It's his children.
因此在我们很多的时候就发现说我们有时候没就是 confuse 掉我们的焦点。
A lot of times we lose our focus.
我们会把事情看得很重要。
We place more importance on things.
然后把人就轻忽了。
And then we kind of neglected people.
那我们就不小心就在做真正的那种不是在神里面的那种建造之工。
So we're not doing the work of building up people. We're just doing things.
所以保罗的他的一个使命就是在建造哥林多的教会，这就是他的一个工。
So the mission of Paul is to building up people, especially in the church of Corinth.
因此在不管是在教会里面或者是在机构里面都是一样，就是建造是一个非常重要的使命，有不同的方式来建造。
So no matter we're in church or in other organizations, building up people is a very important job.
我们会有不同的主日崇拜的信息，我们会敬拜，我们也会有主日学，我们有不同的方式在小组里面，我也做门徒建造。
We will have different ways of building up our brothers and sisters, could be it the sermon or Sunday school or cell group that we have.
当我们出去传福音的时候，我们发现说这是一个建造的起头，因为出去传福音就可以让人认识耶稣基督，就开始走向门徒塑造之路。
So when we go out and spread the gospel, that's also a way of building brothers and sisters, because when we do that, we're leading people to the Christ, and that's part of building ourselves up as well.
所以许许多多的工作都围绕在建造门徒这样子的一个使命上面。
So a lot of the work are built around building up the disciple.
这是教会最重要的一个使命。
This is one of the most important missions of church.
这是在教会。当我们在家里面的时候，我觉得建造之工更是真实。
And in our family, it's the same thing. It's building up people is very important.
当我们生孩子的时候，那个医生习惯的会问你说要不要剪那个脐带。
So when we are delivering a baby, the doctor would ask us, usually the father to see if they want to cut the umbilical cord.
我生到老二、老大、老二，我都不敢剪，不要剪。
I didn't dare to do it when my first and second were born.
老三呢，搞清楚状况了，哎呀，剪就剪嘛。
So on my third child, I did it.
然后就觉得蛮神圣的。
And I thought it was a very holy task.
然后老四、老五都有机会。
And on my fourth and fifth one, I also had the same opportunity.
剪完脐带以后，医生就把那个包一包、擦一擦，然后呢就交在你的手上。Congratulations.
And after doctor cut the umbilical cord, and the nurse would clean up the babies and wrap them up and give it to you.
然后当爸爸的才有一个心说，哇。这下子事情来了。
Then I realized that, okay, my job just started.
我怎么带这个孩子
？How do I lead this child?
我很紧张哈，我们就会很紧张。
And so I'll become very nervous.
那我知道很多的爸爸都哭的。
And I knew that, I know that many fathers would cry at that moment as well.
一方面很感动。
Because they were very touched.
但是一方面又很惧怕，我怎么有能力来带一个孩子？
But in the meantime, they were also scared that how do they care for such a fragile baby?
我们要做一个工作，还要念书十八年。
We have to work and we have to study for like at least like 18 years.
但是这个又大又难的工作呢，是 instant， 一眨眼，转眼之间就交在你的手上。
And this is like in the twinkling of an eye, the baby was born, and here this is your job.
然后我们就要开始学习怎么样带领他成长。
So we our job started. How do we raise this child and help the child grow.
然后我们要开始学习怎么建造我们的孩子。
And we will start learning how to build up our children or this child.
所以在这学习过程当中，会经过许许多多的suffering， 许许多多的劳苦，许许多多的挫折。
In the process of raising our children, there are a lot of suffering, difficulties, and laboring.
很多时候你会发现说，这个孩子怎么会这样子去想？他怎么会是这样子？他怎么不是这样？
And a lot of times we will wonder that how come our child doesn't think this way, but they always go the other way.
好像没有办法熬过来。
it's like it's very hard to communicate with them or convince them.
当孩子越来越大的时候，你会发现这个是一个越来越清楚的事实，是拗不动的。
When the children grow up, the more clear it is that we cannot change their minds.
那个时候，做父母的通常就非常的 frustrated.
And at that point, the parents usually are pretty frustrated.
然后我们发现在美国整个大环境来讲是一个非常让人 discouraged 的一个环境。
And we also found that in this environment in the United States here, it could be a discouraging.
因为统计数字告诉我们十个在教会长大的孩子到大学的时候七个离开教会。
Because according to statistics, 7 out of 10 kids who grew up in the church would actually leave their faith after they enter college.
当我看到这个事实的时候我心里面就很沉重。
When I saw the statistical data, my heart is really hardened.
我就觉得说，我们做每一个做父母的，我们的担子真的是非常的重要。
I really thought that our burden is very heavy and important.
因为怎么来建造我们的孩子，神是托付给我们的父母亲，不是托付给学校，也不是托付给主日学老师。
The task of building up our children is a mission with the parents that God has given us. It's not with our Sunday school teachers or not with our pastors and not school teachers either.
但是我们有时候就不小心就把这个东西就推给别人了。
And a lot of times, just by asking, we just push this responsibilities to other people.
好像孩子送到学校就安了。
It's as if like we drop off our kids at school, our job is done.
所以一定要送到最好的学校。
So we have to send them to the best schools.
才会心安。
To make us feel better.
所以当我们有这样的想法的时候我们父母亲的责任那种责任感就没有了。
And that's how we, like, kind of shift our responsibility to school.
如果我们的做父母的要保持他们的一个纯正的信仰跟神的关系的话。
And if we're trying to help our children to, to help them stay in faith,
这就是我们父母的责任我们要带领我们的孩子把他们交在主的面前。
So this is our, job that we have to build up our children in Christ.
And...常常为他们祷告
We need to pray for them constantly.
好好的带领他们每一天能够来亲近主读神的话
And lead them to in front of God and worship Him every day.
让他们亲身的跟神建立第一手的一个关系
Help them to have a first-hand experience with God.
而不是靠学校的教导
And do not rely on the teachings at school.
或者每一个礼拜一个小时的主日学
And or not relying on the 1 hour of Sunday school they have every Sunday.
这些都是 add-on, 这些不是主要的 foundation.
So those are should be the extra add-ons and not the foundation.
所以建造的工作是在我们父母的身上。
So the job of building up lies with the parents.
这个世界是一个黑暗、一个邪恶的世界。
This world is a world of darkness.
当世界要来夺取我们的。儿女们的时候
So when this world is trying to take our children away,
如果我们的父母没有做一些事情的话，他们只会跟着世界走。
If we do not try to influence them, our children will go with the flow.
因为那是最自然的方式。
Because that's the natural way.
大家都知道水往哪里流。
We all know that where does water flow?
水不是往上流。
Water doesn't flow up.
水往下流。
Water runs down.
所以就下流了。
So we just go with the flow.
这就是本性。
This is a human nature.
所以当我们做父母的我们要帮助我们的孩子们。
So as parents, we need to help with our children.
帮他们建立跟神的关系。
To help them build up a relationship, a personal relationship with God.
这是一个极重要的建造之工。
This is a very important task.
所以我们有三种工，一个信主之工，一个爱主之工，一个建造之工。
So we have three types of work that we have to do, which is the believing in Jesus, loving Jesus, and building up people.
这些的工作没有一个是简单的。
None of this work is easy.
所以为什么保罗在58节他特别就讲说你们务要坚固不可以摇动。
So that's why Paul mentioned in verse 58 that you have to stay firm.
然后他再加一句你们要知道这样子的劳苦在主里不是徒然的。
And so he added at the end that this kind of labor and work in the Lord is not in vain.
我们常常发现说像这种在工比如说这个信主这个信神的这种信主的这种工它有许多的时候我们在环境当中我们看不到神的手。
A lot of times the work of believing in Jesus it could be hard too because we cannot see it.
有时候甚至看不到神的恩典。
We cannot, sometimes we cannot see the grace of God.
但是我们心里面我们就是有一个信心。
But in us, we have to have that faith.
神他在掌权。
God reigns and it's in him.
Everything. 时候到了, 路就要开。
When the time is here, then the road would be open for you.
所以在这当中, 我们承受许许多多的苦难的时候,
so when we are in suffering,
务要坚固,
we have to stand firm.
不可摇动,
do not be frustrated.
因为不是突然的,
because it's not by accident.
有时候当我们想到我们要爱神的工作的时候,
Sometimes when we think about loving Jesus,
第二种爱神的工, 我们就发现说, 啊, 我读经, 我祷告, 有时候亲近神, 有时候甚至等候神。
So a lot of times we say, I read the Bible and I worship God and I'm waiting for God.
搞了一阵子以后回来问, 有没有神啊?
And after a while, I even come up with the questions that, is there God?
有神的话, 他在这里吗?
And if there's God, is he here?
他在这里的话, 他有听到我讲话吗?
If he's here, has he heard me?
他听到我讲话的话, 他care吗?
If he has heard me, does he care?
我们有一大堆的问题。
We have a lot of questions.
有的时候真的到一个地步, 好像, 诶, 神没有在旁边啊, 我们一直在祷告。
We have a lot of questions to the point that we feel like God is not here.
有时候读圣经读半天, 读不出个所以然。
And a lot of times we read the Bible and we couldn't figure it out what it's talking about.
神也没有透过圣经在讲什么话。
As if it's like God doesn't speak to us through the Bible.
困难。
It's very difficult.
但是保罗告诉我们, 务要坚固, 不可摇动。
But Paul already told us we have to stand firm.
因为神的心意是要我们来亲近他。
Because God wants to be close to him.
很多的圣徒他胜利, 甚至经历到所谓的信心的黑夜。
Even a lot of saints, they went through the valleys of faith.
他们就是会有经过一段时间是神突然之间会没有话语, 然后他们要在那个当中学习成长。
It's like there will be a period of time that they cannot hear God, what God's telling them, but they still have to learn through this period of time.
So they
call that time the darkness of faith. As if like God does not abide with us anymore.
神的那种浓厚的那种感动,那种爱,
as if the God's love is not with us anymore.
但是我们就是凭着信心来追求他。
So we have to have faith in him and continue to pursue him.
当我们想到第三种工作, 建造之工, 也是困难的。
So when we think about the third type of work, building up people, it's also difficult.
当我们要建造外面的人, 想要, 这些还不认识耶稣基督的, 朋友们, 想要让他来认识, 这样子的一个神。
So when we're trying to bring people who do not believe in Jesus to worship Jesus,
我会发现说, 常常有时候蛮困难的。
We feel that so. Why is it so hard?
好像没有办法, 他们没有办法, 直接就connect到神身上。
Why can't we convince them and why can't they just connect to God directly?
我们常常讲慕道友。
We often call people who are just seeking faith.
我把它分两种, 一种是慕, 慕道的友。
First type I called it people who are interested.
对那个 word interest 就是慕道的那种友。
They are interested
朋友,
in the word of God.
还有一种有呢, 叫做慕, 那个道友。
The other type is the person who is interested in the person who is interested in the word.
就是他很喜欢跟教会弟兄姐妹一起在一起, 因为觉得这些都是好人, 这些都是很好心, 然后好像, 也没有, 也不会说很harsh的话, 很好。
Yeah, the second type of people, they just enjoy being with the people in the church because they're kind and it's just very comfortable being with them.
那我们都知道说, 如果只把一个信心建立在人的身上, 那是很可怕了。
But we all know that if your faith is based on people, it's very scary and flaky.
所以我们的祷告就是让他这样子的一个爱人的人能够爱神,他能够跟神有关系。
So we will pray for such people that hopefully their love for people will become love for God.
所以从这个慕道友变成慕道友这个东西就很挣扎。
So the path from becoming a person who enjoy being in the church to become a person who really enjoy reading God's word is very tricky and windy.
所以有时候是很困难，会很让人沮丧的。
It's a difficult task, and it could be disappointing at times.
这是遇见还没有信主的，那有时候是信主的人。
And this is like sometimes even for people who are already in faith.
有可能是弟兄姐妹，有可能是我们的家人，有可能是我们的父母亲，有可能是我们的弟兄姐妹，或者是我们的配偶，我们的孩子们。
So sometimes this also happened to our family or our brothers and sisters in church.
怎么样能够建立更深的跟神的关系？
How do we build each other up deeper in God?
让神的手来托住他们。
and also root our faith in God.
这是我们每一个人的祷告。
This is a prayer for every one of us.
很困难。
It's very difficult.
但是保罗说不要坚勿要坚固，不可摇动。
But Paul says here, stand firm, do not be frustrated.
因为你所有做的事情在神面前都不是突然的。
Because all the labor you did in the Lord would not be in vain.
大家知道有一个古代圣徒叫奥古斯丁。
Everybody, probably most of us heard about Augustine.
他是一个很聪明的人。
He's a very bright man.
但是他非常的浪荡。
But he is, he squanders his time.
所以他的到十八岁的时候，他已经跟他的情妇生了一个孩子。
So when he was 18, he already had a child with his mistress.
因此，他的妈妈是一个非常，他的妈妈是一个非常敬虔爱主的一个姊妹。
His mom was a very pious person.
就为这个儿子一直祷告。
She continued to pray for her son.
他的儿子一开始还是一开始还是信那个摩尼教，其他的异教。
But Augustine in the beginning still did not believe in God.
所以他就花了很多的时间来为这个儿子一直祷告。
But his mom continued to pray for him.
祷告了三十年。
She prayed for him for 30 years.
弟兄姐妹，一个妈妈为她的儿子祷告三十年。
The mom prayed for him for 30 years.
直到有一天，奥古斯丁在一个花园里面。
Until one day, Augustine was in the garden.
听见有孩子在唱歌。
He heard some children singing.
唱什么歌呢
what were they singing?
拿起来读，拿起来读。
They were singing, pick it up to read.
结果奥古斯丁他就拿了圣经来读。
So Augustine picked up a Bible and started reading.
读到罗马书十三章。
And then he landed on Romans chapter 13.
他说总要披戴基督。
And it says that you have to clothe Jesus.
不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
Do not indulge your body.
突然之间，他的心改开了。
And all of a sudden, his heart was open.
他信主了。
He became a Christian.
没有人跟他传福音。
Nobody talked to him or about Jesus at the time.
要有的话，就是一个孩子唱，拿起来读。
If there is anybody, it's the song from the children that they were singing. Pick it up to read.
所以一个妈妈的祷告让这个孩子能够这么戏剧化的就相信。
So the prayer of a mother can change a person dramatically.
回来以后他就成为这个基督教历史上面非常重要，可以说是最重要的一个教父。
So he became a very influential father in the history of Christianity.
所以当我们若在不管任何的工作里面，当我们软弱的时候，当我们觉得没有盼望的时候，
So no matterWhere we are, or whatever we're doing, if we're very frustrated,
我们不要放弃，因为务要坚固，不可摇动。
So we do not give up, stay firm.
就算我们在今生看不到这个果效，但是都不突然。
Even if we cannot see the results in our lifetime, but it will not be in vain.
因为神的奖赏不是看果效。
Because God's rewards is not this life alone.
神的奖赏是看我们的内心。
The rewards from God is to examine our hearts.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，主啊，让我们看见你的复活，主啊，就让我们充满了盼望，因为你怎么复活，也让我们有一天在你的面前一样的来复活，哦，就迎接跟你在一起永远的同在。主啊，我们感谢你，给你的儿女们有这样子的一个福分，哦，能够来享受。你的恩赐，也享受哦，你那样子的一个丰盛的生命，在我们的今世的生活，而且在我们永恒里面都要充满了丰盛。我们赞美你，主啊，你也帮助我们。我们在地上，我们会有许许多多的难处，我们会有许许多多的功哦，主啊，有时候不开展的，求主来帮助我们哦，让我们想到在末日的时候哦，你会让我们能够看见主啊，你会说我们是忠心又良善的仆人，因为我们照你的吩咐做工。不管环境怎么样，我们坚定在你的面前，求主你就来帮助我们，让我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们都能够跨过人生的低谷，跨过那个低潮，跨过那个沮丧，让我们来坚定在你的面前，知道有一天我们必要见你的面。我们谢谢主，我们这样子感谢祷告都是靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。好，我们来唱诗歌，这是我很喜欢的诗歌，当见主面。
时光看似漫长，失恋沉重难当，收拾谈遍诉苦，发愿深有绝望，基督不日显现，来接走大喜娘，泪水又不再流，再生永恒时光，当面见耶稣时，一切不突然，失恋看似微笑，当见主面，别到慈爱容怜，愁苦尽消散，壮胆奔跑天路，直到主前。第一节我们再唱好吗？时光暂时漫长，失恋沉重难当，受苦但别诉苦，发愿深有绝望，基督不日显现，来接走大喜娘，泪水不走再流，再生永恒时光，当面见耶稣时，一切不突然，撕裂看似微笑，当见主面，别怕慈爱容怜，愁苦尽消散，壮胆奔跑天路，直到主前。起来唱第二节。有时天空昏暗，不见一丝光亮，漫山悲绪相牵，眼前无人相帮，但天上有一位知我最深渴望，当耶稣见你有祈祷祷大作旁，当面见耶稣时，一切不突然，失恋看似微笑，当见主面，别怕慈爱容怜，愁苦尽消散，壮胆奔跑天路，直到主前。今生不日即逝，风暴将永消散，越过生死大限，到达荣耀外靠，共享天上喜乐，崎岖关边故乡，试探这重悲楚，负担艰险脚旁，当面见耶稣时，一切不突然，失恋看似微笑，当见主面，别怕慈爱容怜，愁苦尽消散，壮胆奔跑的路，直到主。It will be worth it all. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus.Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of His dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ.
爱主，我们谢谢你，让我们真的存着永恒的盼望，知道一切都不突然。我们谢谢你，哈利路亚。我们来领受祝福。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在，从今直到永远。阿们。阿们。阿们。阿请坐，你接下来有些报告，吴博云。